direct from the dairy state. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The White House press office went after House Republicans who promised bombshell testimony against the president's son, but claimed it turned up nothing that would implicate Mr. Biden.
House Republicans have suggested that former Hunter Biden business associate Devin Archer would offer testimony tying President Biden to Hunter's overseas business deals. Now a Biden spokesperson says, quote, "It appears the House Republicans' own much-hyped witness testified that he never heard of President Biden discussing business with his son or associates or doing anything wrong," and claiming there is no evidence to support what they call ridiculous attacks against the president.
ABC's Andy Field reporting in Washington. Four people were shot outside a hospital in Columbus, Mississippi. Police say there was a dispute between two vehicles in the parking lot. Hollywood is mourning the death of two actors. Paul Reubens, who played Pee-wee Herman, has died at 70 years old. Angus Cloud, a star on the hit series Euphoria, has died at 25. This is ABC News. The Biden administration opened a new office to study the response to long COVID still impacting many Americans. A months-long delay in getting a catalytic converter to replace one stolen has a man speaking out, and the problem is he is far from alone. ABC's Chuck Severton.
Anthony, Whitehouse's Toyota Prius in Denver is a prime target for catalytic converter thieves. He was ripped off in January. He says Toyota is so big, if they prioritize,
they could make more of them faster.
So many are stolen, apparently, says White House's garage manager, Jason Fluss.
Toyota has been just a nightmare trying to get parts.
Until repaired, you can't drive the car or sell it. Insurance companies suggest installing alarms and even painting your converter to deter buyers.
At the Buffalo Bills training camp, DeMar Hamlin was back in pads for the first time since suffering cardiac arrest on the field in January. He was cleared to resume full activity in April and was at his first full practice in June. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 56. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 62. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 60.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK. This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The White House press office went after House Republicans who promised bombshell testimony against the president's son, but claimed it turned up nothing that would implicate Mr. Biden.
House Republicans have suggested that former Hunter Biden business associate Devin Archer would offer testimony tying President Biden to Hunter's overseas business deals. Now a Biden spokesperson says, quote, "It appears the House Republicans' own much hyped witness testified that he never heard of President Biden discussing business with his son or associates or doing anything wrong," and claiming there is no evidence to support what they call ridiculous attacks against the president.
ABC's Andy Field reporting in Washington. Four people were shot outside a hospital in Columbus, Mississippi. Police say there was a dispute between two vehicles in the parking lot. Hollywood is mourning the death of two actors. Paul Reubens, who played Pee Wee Herman, has died at 70 years old. Angus Cloud, a star on the hit series Euphoria, has died at 25. This is ABC News.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 56. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 62. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 60.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
It's been 7 hours and 15.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. If you have not yet heard, Irish-born singer Sinead O'Connor died at the age of 56. Cause not yet published.
Dom, got a few texts. One asked the question, very noble question. Remember Terry earlier? Is Terry Mike's lover? That's not very nice. Here's another one. Can you give us more details on what exactly happened with Hunter Biden? I thought it was simple. He didn't really do much. He paid the money and easy peasy. It's all done. No big deal. Why did it get put on hold? Well, they showed up in court today. And my understanding is the judge asked the prosecutor from the Delaware's U.S. Attorney's Office, is there an ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden? And the answer was yes. And the judge said, if the answer is yes, then there is no deal. And effectively, that started the shenanigans. So earlier today, there was the fallout. They thought there was no deal because the immunity from prosecution agreement was far too broad and suggested that Hunter Biden would have immunity in perpetuity. And if he's still under criminal investigation, how could both things be true? So anyways, a little of the reporting from CNN talked about the fact this was a case of tax evasion, about 1.1 to 1.5 million in federal taxes that weren't paid by legal deadlines. Now, he has subsequently paid those dollars, but that's not the important part. Today, this is what happened. Before the original plea could be entered, the deal began to unravel in a revised agreement reached during the hearing. And this was negotiated by the lawyers in front of a courtroom full of reporters in real time. 10-minute recess, they renegotiated the deal, trying to limit the scope of this plea deal. I cannot accept the plea agreement today, said District Judge Mary Ellen Norica. I'm not sure if I said that right. Norica said she has concerns about the party seemingly linking the tax plea agreement to resolving a felony gun charge. During the proceedings, prosecutors confirmed the investigation into Biden was ongoing. And after negotiations, the president's son then agreed to plead guilty to two tax charges in a deal that only includes conduct related to tax offenses, drug use, and gun possession. So effectively, they tried to limit the scope to, I believe it was 5 years. In the last 5 years, it's well known, established, he's pleading guilty to the fact he didn't pay timely taxes, but that's a limited scope. They thought that was the new deal. The judge wasn't satisfied. What if it's unconstitutional, she asked. I'm trying to exercise due deliverance and consideration to make sure we don't make a misstep. After the discussion, Hunter Biden entered a plea of not guilty. He's supposed to go into court and plead guilty today. Norica is a Donald Trump appointee who was confirmed unanimously by the Senate, presided over Wednesday's hearing, and has sole authority to decide Hunter Biden's ultimate punishment. They were trying to frame it, though, that this judge would have zero authority to make the determination. She wasn't having that either, Dom. So I'm not exactly sure. Maybe I don't understand the nature of the agreement, but I can understand why a judge would take issue with this agreement. A, there's ongoing criminal investigations, according to the prosecutor, yet they're granting immunity in a very broad sense. And B, they're tying the tax crimes and the gun crimes. And, you know, apparently the judge took issue with that and wanted clarity, wanted to be briefed on the topic, and did not accept the plea deal today. And if you believe the Republicans, it's all going to come apart and Hunter Biden's going to prison forever, Dom, because this is just the beginning. The big guy's exposed. Do I have the right CJ tone?
That kind of sounds like it. And again, I have to reiterate, you know, if as Hunter Biden obviously broke some laws, he pled guilty, and it sounds like they're going to work through this. I did see some reporting, though I don't have it in front of me, that although an investigation perhaps is ongoing, that he is not expected to have further charges against him. But anyway, as the case is, stepping back from as just a regular citizen talking on the radio with all you folks, if Hunter Biden did something illegal, he should pay for the price for it.
I'm not sure.
Should be served. And if there's a process, if there is some constitutionality to the respects of what the judge can actually do and what the prosecutors agree to, they got to hammer that out. Okay. Okay, fine. But that's Hunter Biden's problem. And nothing, to my understanding of what's going on in this particular case, has anything to do with the current president of the United States. However, if there were, if somehow there's a bag of money that Joe Biden has buried in the backyard of the White House that he got from Hunter and the crew and the Chinese and God knows who else, and that's the case, and there's facts and there's an evidence and there's trial, and he's found guilty of that, then they should pay the price as well. This is very simple as far as it goes regarding justice and the application of law, equal law under justice, man.
I'm not clear.
Why can't Republicans say, hey, absolutely. And if Joe,
because it's a sweetheart deal.
And if Donald Trump did the same thing, if Donald Trump did something wrong, he should too go to jail. But they don't do that, man. They don't do that.
Well, I agree with you. There is no consistency there. But you can understand when the guy's in there pleading guilty to tax evasion and you got the president, former president of the United States, under indictment in multiple jurisdictions, more indictments promised imminently, and you're trying to give cover to the man, you know? Well, of course, it doesn't seem fair. It's a two-tiered system of justice because, of course, Hunter Biden's old man is the president of the United States in the current sense. And Hunter Biden gets to plead a felony down to a diversionary agreement, gets to plead tax evasion down to a slap on the wrist and a little probation. I got to tell you, Dom, as a guy who's dealt with the legal justice system before, it felt like a pretty sweetheart deal to me, too.
Do you know what the penalties and interest were on the tax? I know he caught up on it, but I'm sure there were penalties and interest already included in there, right? I mean, that's how it does, and that's how it goes. So presumably that money's been paid.
So he's paid back his debt with penalties and interest.
Well, at least that part of it, the penalties and interest, is if you don't file it, you have that. That becomes a big chunk of that money.
It is my impression that this plea deal was to offset perhaps more significant crimes. Because typically when you plead, you don't plead to the worst crime you possibly could, right? No one goes in and pleads guilty to murder. Not if the consequence is the death penalty. You plead out to a lesser charge. So my impression is there might have been evidence of further criminality, some bigger charge that maybe they hope to charge. But because Hunter Biden's got some really damn good attorneys, and I think that's got more to do with the fact that he's related to a pretty powerful man.
You think so?
They got the monetary means to hire good counsel.
Well, that's one thing. To have the resources to hire counsel is different than saying the prosecutors and the Justice Department are bending to the will of the big guy. And I don't think that's the case.
I can see the perception from their point of view. It does feel like a hell of a sweetheart deal. Thank you to our fine guest. She was a sweetheart, Chrissy Lazar, telling us all about her experience with the UFO. That was some different sort of radio. Hope you enjoyed it. Now stick around. We've got the Maggie Dawn Show and Powered Caregivers at 7. And Rick Smith going nationwide at 8 o'clock. Keep it locked. Civic Media, all the Patriots do.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel.